much grain now is falling ungathered, while many stand idle and wait. The harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering then 'tis too late. O soul, prove thy love to the Savior, for what he has done unto thee, by sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea. They perish, they perish, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
Good morning, friends. We are thankful for the opportunity of bringing you another short message from the Word of God. I sincerely hope that I will be able to bring you something that will not only prove interesting, but will be beneficial and profitable to every listener of the Mission Trail broadcast. May I add that your letters of encouragement mean so much to us, and I hope that I may in some small measure be a blessing to you. It has been said that time and tide wait for no man. So, if we're going to avail ourselves of the opportunity to witness for Christ, we must be up and about our Father's business. Have you ever had questions to which you didn't know the answer? Are there things in your life which perplex you? Well, don't be disturbed about it. Look to the Lord for guidance and leadership. Now, listen to this question, which has been an age-old one, for it was asked by Job of long ago. Here it is. If a man die, shall he live again? Job 14:14. No doubt many folks have tried to answer this question, some one way and some another. Some folks would like to believe that there is no life after this one, while others are thoroughly convinced that there is life beyond the grave. Don't you know that the wicked and evil person would be glad if there was no hereafter? Why? Because he does not want to face that day of reckoning. There's a song which we sing sometimes, "You Can't Do Wrong and Get By." I am convinced there is no such thing as a perfect crime. In Galatians 6:7, we find these words, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." But one might say, "Oh, well, I know that, but we reap for our evil deeds right here in this life." Dear ones, that may be true to a certain extent. Sometimes folks do reap right here in this present life the rewards of their own wrongdoing. But who said that was all they reaped? How do you know this is the end of their reaping? Might there not be another day coming? Now, what I've started out to do is to show you by the Scriptures that there is going to be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and of the unjust. But before I get too far away from my thought of this reaping, let me agree with some who advocate that we often reap right here in this life that which we have sown. Nevertheless, let us not conclude this is all of the reaping. On the 16th of September this year, 1970, I was in the city of Kingston, Jamaica. Now, not far from Kingston, on a little peninsula of land protruding out into the Caribbean Sea, we visited the city known as Port Royal. There's a lot of history connected with Port Royal. It is reported that back in the 1600s, pirates lived in this area. They raided ships and robbed them of the silver and gold. They committed atrocities of killing the seamen and having them walk the plank into the sea. Port Royal was known as one of the richest cities as well as one of the most wicked cities in that part of the country. It must have become similar to Sodom and Gomorrah for their wickedness. Now, friends, God has a way of bringing judgment upon people when they depart from Him. There is a scripture which says, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs 14:34. Sure enough, God did not forget Port Royal, Jamaica. In the year 1692, there came a tremendous earthquake. The ground cracked open and the crater swallowed up the city and people. Not only that, but much of that city sank beneath the surface of the salty waters of the Caribbean. Think of the gold and the silver which went down in that year of 1692 because of that earthquake. For those who may be interested in sea diving, let me tell you, there's still plenty of riches in the Caribbean where Port Royal sank beneath the waves. There was one very outstanding example how God delivered the righteous in the time of trouble. This Frenchman, named Louis Galdes, had come to Jamaica for religious freedom. Although he was in the city of Port Royal at the time of the earthquake, God delivered him, and this is the way it was done. It is reported that the earth cracked open and Galdes fell down into the crater. The sea closed in over him. But then what happened? Along came another shock wave and the earth belched up Galdes, the Frenchman. He began swimming on top of the water. He was later picked up by a ship at sea and lived and preached to the people remaining in that area for some 40 years. Be assured, dear ones, God knows how to deliver the righteous from the destruction which he sends upon the wicked. But let us once again turn to this question. If a man die, shall he live again? For an answer, we will begin right here in Job 19:26. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. And again, in Daniel 12:2, this verse, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. So it seems that people of all ages have had a hope that there would be a resurrection of the dead. We understand that the American Indians, who knew very little about God, would bury with their dead loved ones such things as bows and arrows, or perhaps a bag of corn, for these departed ones to use in the happy hunting ground. Oh, if folks could only be enlightened to know the true teaching of the things which are coming to pass in regard to the dead, how much more carefully they would spend their lives. There were some folks in the days of Jesus, such as the Sadducees, for instance, who taught that there is no resurrection. Well, one day they came to Jesus, and they presented a real problem to him. In their minds, it was a real problem, at least. They told him how there were seven brothers. The first one of them married a wife. He didn't leave any children when he died, but his wife was free to marry again, and according to the teaching of Moses, it was his brother's obligation to accept this woman as his wife. So the Sadducees told Jesus how that each of these seven brothers died and left this woman with no children at all. Then they wanted to know, whose wife was she going to be in the resurrection? I suppose they tried to make it appear to him it would be unreasonable to even have a resurrection. But right at this point, let me give you the words of Jesus himself. Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry, nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. But as touching the resurrection of the dead, have ye not read that which was spoken unto you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And when the multitude heard this, they were astonished at his doctrine. Matthew 22:29-33. Friends, I want to bring you more on this teaching of the resurrection. Perhaps we can point out even what kind of a body we will have in the resurrection. But let us save this for another time. We hope you will tune in again next week on this same station. Shall we pray? Our Father, which art in heaven, we're glad that thou art not the God of the dead, but of the living. We're glad that the day is coming in which the departed souls of those who have gone on shall be reunited with their earthly bodies, even though they have long since decayed and returned to the dust. Help us to ever live for this wonderful day of the resurrection. Bless each listener of the broadcast in the way which they need most, and to thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Dear ones, if you would like to have a copy of this broadcast in printed form, or if we may be a help to you, be sure to let us know. Address your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Instead of a song this week, I want you to hear these words, which were spoken by Brother Smalling and others in the little chapel in Frankfield, or that is near Frankfield, Jamaica, not long ago, during the trip which we made to that place. We will not endeavor to put them in print at this time, but we want the listeners of the broadcast to hear them.
And then now we have got Brother Murphy from Oklahoma in America. Brother Murphy, and then there is Sister Kathleen. Sister Murphy, daughter of Brother Murphy, who has always accompanied him and Fuchs whenever he's going, and who is also a valiant worker for the Lord and who stands by our Father for the extension of God's kingdom.
Praise the Lord.
We are all glad to have you here, and on behalf of the assembly, we give you a right hearty welcome.
Yes.
Brother Murphy traveled for several days. Drove for about how many days, Brother Murphy?
We left home on Friday.
Yeah.
September 4th. And we drove to Miami, Florida. We left there on Thursday, so it was almost a week that we traveled before we got to Miami. Made several stops with saints along the way.
Yes. So after leaving home, we traveled for about a week before he reached us here.
Oh, yes.
So he has gone, he has traveled a long distance to be with us today. We believe that it is the leading of the Lord, and it is God who has been here.
Amen.
And so, we believe that God has a purpose.
Mm.
God spoke to him to be here.
Yes.
I did not say, well, God is going to come and visit us. But God told him to do so.
Mm.
And he wrote to me a few weeks ago saying that they are expecting or they would like to come and visit us and to have to spend Sunday the 13th with us and to have fellowship with us. And so we are glad to have them here. I won't take up much of the time in introduction. Let us all, as children of God, pray that the Holy Spirit may have his way with every individual here. And that every individual, saved and unsaved, will receive a blessing.
Will you remember these dear ones in Jamaica, in prayer, that God may bless and direct them in all the paths of truth and righteousness. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with each of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.